Hello, this is Tim and Colette from Video Killers. We are recording this just after the announcement that Joe Biden has won the presidency, but after a long, stressful week, we realized, talking with Greg, that we hadn't watched a lot of stuff and really weren't prepared to do a normal episode. So Greg had the great idea of doing a mixtape of a bunch of songs, just to kind of give something or put something up in the kind of meantime while we catch back up again and are able to record a regular episode. So this is a little kind of mini episode. Colette and I put together a handful of songs that our friend Izzy likes to call bops, but they're just fun, like just uplifting, fun, goofy, dorky pop songs from various movies that we just like to listen to. So there's nothing really cool about these songs, I would say.
I disagree.
But it's there's some, they feel like the kind of songs that I want to be listening to right now, just to get my mind off of things and look forward to the future.
Recharge hope.
We've put together 11 tracks that we're going to quickly just go through here. And then we also put together an actual mix on YouTube, so you can listen to the full songs if you want to. Greg will post that in the blog on Podient if you want to hear the full songs.
You do. You want to hear them.
Yeah. Some of them are really, you're only going to get the true glory if you hear the full thing.
Yeah. A lot of them. All of them. You should just listen to the whole thing. But also listen to this.
So we're going to kick it off with a song from Walter Hill's neon-drenched musical, Streets of Fire, with the song Nowhere Fast. Now we're going to go on to another fun one that is from a Draft House released film that was long lost from the 80s. It is if you haven't seen Miami Connection, I can't recommend it enough. It is a blast of a movie. There is a rock band in the movie called Dragon Sound, and this is their song, Against the Ninja. Okay, so now we're going to get even more goofy.
Oh, this one is the best one. This one is the best one because, like, not only does this start the movie it's in, but it does it in a way that it never comes back to. So it's like the movie itself starts with the music video for this song.
Well, yeah, and one of the people in this music video, Jermaine Jackson, is listed in the cast of the movie, but he's really only in the beginning to sing a duet with Pia Zadora.
Mm-hmm.
The movie we're talking about is Voyage of the Rock Aliens, which is a wild musical, again, that stars a whole mess of random people.
But not Jermaine Jackson.
Not Jermaine Jackson. Well, except for the beginning.
Yeah.
And the voice of Optimus Prime. So this is When the Rain Begins to Fall. All right, next up, we have the Lorenzo Lamas break dancing movie, Body Rock.
The entire soundtrack is amazing.
Start to finish.
Oh my gosh. But the movie does not live up to the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, it is not it's not a great movie. It's fun, but it's not great.
It doesn't give you you think that from the soundtrack that it's going to be the best movie you ever saw, and from the trailer, but
No.
Set your bar low if you watch the movie.
Watch the trailer. It's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this song is Teamwork by David Lasley.
Teamwork, yeah. Teamwork, yeah. Teamwork, yeah. Teamwork, yeah. Ooh, I like it what you do.
Again, look up the whole Body Rock soundtrack. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. And the Teamwork song is the perfect anthem for right now and moving forward. But also, anytime I accomplish any goal with somebody, I get this song stuck in my head and I make them listen to it. And they are not sorry that I did that.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Greg.
We can't let Tim and Clett have all the fun this week.
No, we can't. And I was thinking of a truly iconic movie theme that should be mentioned in every discussion of epic movie sound.
I already know what you're thinking.
Oh, you do?
Sure do. In fact, let's just say it together on three. One, two, three. Evening Star.
Right. Evening Star.
Yeah, Evening Star from our favorite Lamberto Bava film, Blast Fighter.
Yep. Michael Sobkeef and George Eastman together again and fresh from the filming of An Escape from New York clone, 2019, after the fall of New York.
Yep. That's the one. Hey, did you know that Evening Star was written by Barry Maurice Gibb of the Bee Gees?
Thanks to you, I did. And I also know that Kenny Rogers recorded a version that came out the same year. Maybe we should play that.
No. See, the one featured in the movie is by Tommy Baby, and it's played approximately 100 times during the course of the movie. So we should at least play it once during our show.
Sure, and of course the movie is awesome, being an Italian Rambo clone. But haven't we heard the movie version enough? Maybe our listeners would prefer
Kenny
Rogers.
Tommy Baby. Tell you what, I'll link Kenny Rogers and Tommy's version on the blog. That's videokillers.podian.co. And let the listeners decide which one they like the best.
All right. Without further ado, Evening Star.
Sorry about the audio quality. It's the only version we have.
If you never rode west of the Arizona border, you can turn the other way, boy. But you never.
Next up is another soundtrack that has a ton of good songs on it. It's super goofy and fun. It's from the 80s classic Fright Night, and this is the title track by the Jay Giles Band. You might only know their song Centerfold, but they have another one. It's called Fright Night. So now we're following it up with another soundtrack that start to finish is amazing, just like
so
Body Rock,
so
if
good.
You love that kind of stuff. It is from the movie that we, Tape Freaks, we screened at one point, and it's basically just montage the movie. You just basically have montages to each of the songs on the soundtrack, people doing aerobics, and that is Heavenly Bodies.
Mm-hmm. That one actually lives up to the expectations.
Yeah, it's a that's a fun watch. But we're going to play this song by Sparks called Breaking Out of Prison. Also, fun note, if you're a fan of Sparks, Edgar Wright is working on a documentary about them that should be out soon. He's been working on it for the last few years. He's a huge fan of Sparks. So since we neglected to play one of the Dwight Twilley songs from Body Rock or Heavenly Bodies, because he's on both of those soundtracks and they're both pretty damn good songs, we decided to drop a Dwight Twilley song in that other people might know. If you know Dwight Twilley at all, this is probably the song you know, because it's heavily featured in the movie You're Next.
Mm-hmm. Well, just a part of it is, I feel like.
Yeah, just the intro. But it's a great song.
Oh, it's so good.
It's called Looking for the Magic. All right, now we're back to another bop from a classic horror film, which is Nightmare on Elm Street 4, with the song Anything, Anything by Dramarama.
I always think that this is the, what are they called? I think this is the Replacements.
Oh, yeah.
Every time.
It's got a Replacements vibe to it.
Marry me, marry me, marry me.
we're on to a mess of a movie, but a really fun mess of a movie.
Oh, boy.
It's called Night Train to Terror. And if you've seen the movie, you know the song we're talking about because it's, again, heavily featured because they basically have a band on a train performing the song over and over again. And that is Anybody But You.
What?
Or Everybody But You. Yeah, Everybody But You.
It's a very good song, even though they play it to death in that movie.
We're getting near the end here. We have two more left. The second to last is probably one of my favorite 80s montage scenes in a movie. It's from the classic Monster Squad. If you haven't seen Monster Squad, that's another one that is just a blast. It's basically a bunch of kids versus the Universal Monsters. And there's a point in the movie where the kids get their plan together and then they all kind of go their separate ways to make wooden stakes in shop class and whatnot to prepare for their final battle with the monsters to this song, Rock Until You Drop. All right, and then to finish it off, we have a song that's sort of like, it's basically a needle drop song, sort of like the Dwight Twilley song from You're Next, where it's not necessarily on the soundtrack, and this is actually not even on, this version of it is not on any soundtrack, but it's been used in, it was used prominently in Baby Driver, it was used in a, you know, kind of montage scene in the RoboCop remake, which wasn't great, but the song is great. It's from
this version of the song. Yeah. Is great. If you've heard this version of the song, all the other versions of the song are slow and terrible.
They're not slow and terrible. They're just not as insane as this one. Again, this one you want to watch the whole thing. So this is what we're talking about is Hocus Pocus by the band Focus. This is a live version from 73 on a TV show. It's complete insanity. Mm-hmm.
It's probably one of the most impressive live performances ever.
And it's so good.
It's so good.
But yeah, I wish that every time I hear this song get used prominently in a movie, I always wish it's this version because it's just more, there's so much more energy to it. But I totally understand that, like, you know, music licensing is a weird deal.
But if you can't use this version, then just use a different song. If you're going to have a crazy car chase, like a crazy, crazy, so much craziness is happening, and you play the slow version of this song, really? Really? I plugged my ear. I think we saw that Baby Driver twice in the theater, and I plugged my ears both times.
Oh, come on.
I did.
Anyway, here's Hocus Pocus by Focus. I'm And that wraps it up. So thanks, everyone, for listening. We're sorry we don't have a regular episode, but please tune in next week. We'll be back with our regular fun, what we've been watching, I'm not even sure what we're going to cover, but I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun stuff to talk about because, it have been 2 weeks, and I'm sure we're going to binge a bunch of stuff to kind of catch back up and after this last week.
Our brains work again.
Yeah. So yeah, go to the Podient blog to check out the full playlist and link to the YouTube playlist. And hopefully you enjoyed this goofy mixtape. We'll see you next week.
Bye.